Mr. Ili Sadawi is the president of Sunnyland Travel Company, which is Sunnyland Tours, actually, that offers packages and special tours to Jordan. Welcome to Talking Travel, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me on here.
You have a great background in Sunnyland Tours. I was looking at the overview, and then you actually grew up in Lebanon and as a young man, and were working for one of the large tour operators, I'm assuming, over there. And then when you came to the U.S., you started Sunnyland and became one of the largest specialists to Egypt and the Middle East, amongst other things.
That's exactly right. We have been... I personally have been in the tourist business, specializing in the Middle East originally, since 1964. So that it's a long time to be in this business. So we have good experience in operating programs to the entire Middle Eastern area. And we have been offering trips to Jordan for over 40 years as well.
Now, earlier today, we spoke to Giselle from the Jordan Tourism Board and also a host from another TV show that participated in a media trip that we were on over there. And, of course, the biggest thing to overcome is convincing people that Jordan is the peaceful middle of the East. And we had a wonderful time. Everybody was friendly. Obviously, the country is a marvelous place to visit. How do you approach that these days?
Well, the biggest testimony that we get are from clients who visited Jordan recently, and without a doubt, we always get recommendation letters. Attesting to the beauty of the country,
yes.
The immense archaeological sites and historical and Christian relics that are abundant in the country, and how safe and pleased they were with their decision to visit Jordan. As you mentioned, some people have some reservations about traveling in areas of the Middle East because of some hostilities in the
right.
past, but never in Jordan itself. You have it has been very safe to travel. There has been some incidents last year or recently, but it was not targeting the foreigners or the tourists. It was a local wedding where there has been some problems by a woman who threw in a bomb and caused some casualties among the people who were attending the wedding. But it has nothing to do with the tourist activities, and it has, although it's unfortunate, but this is one isolated incident, and for the past 30, 40 years, peace prevails in Jordan. The people are very hospitable to foreigners, to tourists, and the government is very keen at providing the best security possible, and the area is very safe to travel and visit, and the clients who have taken trips to Jordan recently or come back, and I would be more than happy to supply copies and references of for these clients who toured with us in Jordan, testifying how beautiful the place is and how peaceful it is, and how pleased they were to have made the decision to visit such a beautiful country with abundant historical and religious shrines.
And then it's a great niche market for just those very reasons, whether it's religious, archaeology. There's so many aspects of the country as we found it. And of course, if they go to your website, I notice that there are a lot of great testimonials to exactly what you've just said.
Exactly, and our function as a tour company also is to provide the means for individual travelers taking a trip to the Middle East to be in the company of other tourists from Europe and other parts of the United States, whereby you organize an escorted, guided motor coach tour that runs, operates every week, that evolves and takes and features visits to all the important historical and archaeological sites of Jordan. And with that, by doing so, we provide the ability to have these individual clients book on an independently and be joined on a group tour, so that they benefit with the group with the group discount packages on the land arrangements, as well as on the cost of the airline tickets from the United States to Jordan.
I'm looking at the moment at your one of your tours. It's a group tour, I'm assuming, and it's the Royal Tour of Jordan. This one happens to be 9 days, and it's a weekly departure on Saturdays. Now, let's just go through, if you will, for our audience, because I think it's very important that people want either escorted tours at the moment, especially to those areas. They want to be with people who know the area, and let's, if we can, just go through. Would the Royal Tour be the one you suggest we can just kind of walk through to give people?
That's basically the tour program that our company, Sunnyland Tours, operate on a weekly guaranteed departures year-round, issue of joining individuals to the same tours.
Right. Now, you started out in New York, and you fly to Amman. Now, do you use different airlines or basically a Royal Jordanian?
Well, this particular tour, we use Royal Jordanian Airline because it has the most direct flight and the lowest airfares that one can possibly have. There are other methods of getting to Jordan with the different airlines, and some clients use their frequent flyer miles, and they have their own tickets, and we just hook them up with the tour when they get to Amman. But for passengers who are seeking the lowest cost of air transportation from the U.S. to Jordan, Royal Jordanian Airlines provide the daily service and also the lowest possible airfare. And we, in turn, contract with the group rate discounts by virtue of putting individual passengers and joining form a group, even though they are not traveling originally together. We join these passengers to travel on one particular weekly day, which is Saturday, and they will benefit from the group airfare that we contract with the airlines for that, affording substantial savings to these clients who would be traveling together on a locally escorted tour. In other words, there will be an escort guide that will be with them throughout their stay, for 8 nights, visiting all of the sites in Amman, Jordan, Amman and Petra, you know, Madaba, the Dead Sea, Jericho, you know, Jerash, Ajlun, and all of the historical and archaeological and biblical sites are all covered in that program.
Right, and it looks like you
and it's very economic. And,
right, it looks like you basically in Amman and then do day trips out to the various places like the Dead Sea.
Correct, and in fact, they do spend 2 nights in Petra.
Yes,
at Wadi Rum. There's hardly any site that is not covered on that program. The bus and the guide. And the escort are traveling with this with the group, and it's not large groups. Sometimes we end up with maybe 8-9 passengers, so that the benefit of getting the attention and from the guide and escorts are quite impressive. It's better when you have a smaller group. There will be more less time wasted at sites and movement, you know, when it's better when you have a normal lower group participants on the bus and the tour.
Now, those that would be interested that are in our audience, I'm assuming they can go to sunnylandtours.com. And is there also an 800 number, or do you primarily do it online?
Yes, our toll-free number is 800-783-7839. Additionally, they can log in on our website and go to either sunnylandtours.com or go to jordanhuddeals.com. jordanhuddeals.com site with all the tour offerings and the information relative to traveling in Jordan.
I thank you very, very much for taking the time to join us, and it was certainly on short notice, and we certainly appreciate the information that you're sharing with us.
I appreciate your call, and if anybody who's interested in getting information on Jordan or traveling to Jordan or any other area in the Middle East, we have the staff and the expertise to provide all the necessary information and sales tools.
I thank you very much for that.
Thank you, sir.
Bye for now.